KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have light snow, more blowing snow than anything else, and 15 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, you just heard Jim just a moment ago give all the latest in school cancellations and other weather-related announcements, so we'll skip by that for this particular newscast to keep you updated throughout the morning. You can also check it out on our website at KJAN.com. Go to the homepage and then over to the Community Hub on the right side of the page and then scroll down to cancellations and click on that for the latest listing. We do have some community announcements to pass along for you. The city of Clarinda has placed into effect the on-street parking ban for snow removal operations. All on-street parking in Clarinda is banned until 7 a.m. on Friday. Any vehicles left parked on city streets will be subject to fines along with towing and impound fees. Shelby County Sheriff Neil Gross today has implemented a tow ban and advised residents that travel is not recommended unless necessary. Roads in Shelby County are said to be 100% ice covered, making for dangerous travel. A tow ban means that if your vehicle becomes stuck in the ditch, it cannot be towed until the weather improves. And as we were taking a look at the latest report from the Iowa Department of Transportation, roadways in this area, including from Atlantic North and South, are 100% covered with ice and blowing snow. Further off to the west, road conditions improve briefly to partially covered with ice and snow before you get to the 680-I-80 split, where they are once again completely covered. And there were road accidents earlier this morning that they're working on cleaning up if they haven't already, and the roadways are still slow travel around, especially west of the Shelby, between Shelby and Minden areas this morning. Elsewhere in the news, officials of the Council Bluffs Fire Department said Wednesday that both Council Bluffs Police and Fire were investigating an apartment fire that occurred around 9:30 a.m. Wednesday at 228 Harrison Street in Council Bluffs, and that was in apartment 4A at that location. Officers arrived and found the fire in the apartment. The fire department had started to put out the fire when they found two subjects inside. Both were taken to Mercy Hospital for treatment. Their names and an investigation into the cause of the fire was underway. The two subjects' conditions are not available. Members of the Atlantic School Board Wednesday night approved a resolution of intent to continue participation in the Instructional Support Levy, or ISL, program. The next step is to hold a public hearing and take further action within 30 days of the hearing to act on a resolution which would specify the method and amount to be used to fund the ISL and the purposes for which the general fund will be which the ISL will be used. Now, if approved following that public hearing, the ISL would be in effect for a period of 5 years, levied annually as determined by the board, commencing with the levying of property taxes for collection and fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2019, and an instructional support income surtax imposed annually for each budget year, the percentage of which would not exceed 20% to be determined by the board annually for each budget year. And that would commence on December 31st, 2019, and each year thereafter. When ISL, when combined with a state instructional support aid, is not allowed to exceed 10% of the regular program district cost, including the budget adjustment for any budget year. And instructional support program funds may be used for any general fund purposes, but is not subject to collective bargaining and therefore would not be used to pay employees or benefits. The district received $708,671 from its ISL levy in the fiscal year 2017. The revenues are a combination, as I mentioned, of income surtax and property taxes. The Cass County Board of Supervisors held their regular weekly meeting Wednesday in Atlantic, and during their session, the board heard a report and fiscal year 2019 funding request from the Cass County Committee on Aging, or CCCOA. Their $7,000 funding request is unchanged from previous years. It was taken under advisement. The organization has five towns in the county who have representatives to serve on the CCCOA. Lewis, Marty, and Wyota have chosen not to join at this time, but they hope that they will be able to do so in the future. Locally, residents may find activities and services at the Anita Sunset Club, the Irregular Seniors of Cumberland, Messina Seniors, Griswold Golden Tigers, and the Atlantic Meal Site. The Griswold Group has also recently started a Tai Chi form of exercise, which has been well received. The group works with the Cass County Committee on Aging to serve seniors with programs such as exercise, healthy eating, and assistance with insurance supplements. They've also begun to take advantage of Angels Home Healthcare, which provides programs for such things as communication between doctors and patients, support groups, and dementia. In other business, the supervisors appointed Judy Kennedy to fill a vacancy on the Cass County Conservation Board and Peter T. Smith as Pimosa Township trustee to fill a vacancy created left by his father, Glenn Smith, who is serving in Washington, D.C., after he was confirmed by the Senate to the Farm Credit Administration Board. The supervisors also received quarterly reports from Michael Lee with Cass County Conservation and Mitch Holmes with the Cass County Veterans Affairs. They tabled action on approving a 28E agreement with the Guthrie County Board of Health for the sharing of environmental health services in Cass County as their representative was unavailable. They also tabled action on appointing someone to the Southern Iowa Regional Housing Authority to fill a vacancy. They approved, however, the renewal of a lease agreement with Marnie Alcorn Telephone Company that grants METC the right to install, maintain, and operate certain equipment on the courthouse tower, and in lieu of rent, provide a high-speed internet connection and internet service to the courthouse. Finally, the board set January 24th, January 31st, and February 7th as the dates for public hearings on an ordinance authorizing the operation of ATVs and UTVs on county roadways and trails. That'll be your chance to voice your thoughts on the matter. In other news, runoff into the Missouri River Basin may be slightly higher than normal this year, according to a new projection. Nicole Shorty, a hydraulic engineer with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Omaha, says there's no cause for concern.
The 2018 calendar year runoff forecast is 26.6 million acre feet, or 105% of average. Below average runoff is forecast to continue in January. However, the moderate plains snowpack in Montana could cause above-average runoff during March and April for Fort Peck and Garrison.
The Corps says the reservoir system will be going into the runoff season at the base of the annual flood control zone, so more than 16 million acre-feet of flood control capacity will be available. A new projection from the Corps of Engineers shows runoff into the Missouri River Basin may be above normal this year, but not by much. Joel Nowczynski, a Corps engineer, says releases into the waterway have been unchanged for weeks.
Releases from Gavin's Point were held steady at 21,500 cubic feet per second during the month of December. Releases will remain near this level in order to fully evacuate the flood storage before the start of the 2018 runoff season.
The Corps estimates runoff will be at 105% of average. There's no concern at this point for any significant flooding. The Corps of Engineers is predicting runoff into the Missouri River Basin this year will be at 105% of average, so just slightly elevated. Jovnovsky's Corps engineer says they have plenty of flood storage available, and again, there's no cause for concern.
On March 1st, which is typically near the start of the runoff season, the basic simulation shows system storage at 56.1 million acre feet. This means that the reservoir system would start the runoff season at the base of the annual flood control zone and that all 16.3 million acre feet of flood control capacity will be available.
Runoff from the river usually begins in March and peaks in June. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a deputy arrested 34-year-old Vance Wayne Campbell of Council Bluffs Tuesday afternoon. Campbell was picked up at the Clarinda Correctional Facility and transported to the Pott County Jail. He was taken into custody on two outstanding warrants, one for theft in the fourth degree, the other for felon in possession of a firearm. Also arrested Tuesday afternoon was 30-year-old John Philip Fry of Council Bluffs for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. His bond was set at $2,000. And a woman from Oakland was arrested at around 1 a.m. Wednesday after deputies were called to the Casey's General Store in Oakland for a report of an intoxicated person. 32-year-old Amber Lorraine Olson was arrested for theft in the fifth degree for allegedly taking a bottle of vodka valued at slightly more than $9 from the store. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.